This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
On this Thanksgiving, the death toll in the Camp Fire has risen to 83, with two more bodies found yesterday. A CAL FIRE spokesman says when it comes to structures destroyed,
total structures destroyed, 18,431.
The annual Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade stepping off in New York City on what's one of the coldest days in its history. This parade goer says to Fox News,
I have three pairs of pants on, thermal shirt, sweater, and two jackets.
This Thanksgiving 2018 also marks 55 years since one of America's greatest tragedies.
President Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time.
News legend Walter Cronkite announcing the assassination of JFK in Dallas. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six. And he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing, he had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife Jenny was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
Annually watched on TV on Thanksgiving Day by as many or more people than watch the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade is the National Dog Show. This year it's the 17th annual edition, airing again on NBC. Host John O'Hurley says it's really good for the dogs that you love so much.
In order to keep these breeds alive, intact, for their to celebrate the form and function, we have the AKC and we have the shows to show them off.
By the way, the show was actually recorded earlier this month in Philadelphia. It just airs today. The stage set for the NFL's annual Thanksgiving triple header, with all three games featuring some big divisional matchups. The NFC North leading Bears visiting the Lions in Detroit. NFC East leading Redskins playing the Cowboys at Dallas. The NFC South leading Saints seeking a 10th straight win, hosting the Falcons in the nightcap. Remember, we never take a holiday, either on the air or online. Find us at usaradio.com.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
More now on Northern California's huge campfire, which, as we told you, has killed 83 people. Gene White, among the lucky ones, making it out alive, and spoke to USA Radio's Wendy King about the rescue of her mother.
Praise the Lord. My mama up in Magalia, she's 89. She couldn't, the power went out, so she couldn't get her car out of the garage. So she left everything and walked out with trees blazing. And she was found on Preston, covered head to foot in black soot by an angel, this man in a truck. I have no idea who he is, but he picked her up just as she was saying, God, you can take me now, because she thought that was the end. And he picked her up and put her in his truck and brought her down the hill. You know, and in your head, it's 9 o'clock in the morning, and it is darker than night. And your head is trying to figure out, how come there's no light? How come there's no light?
Again, that is a campfire evacuee, Gene White, speaking to USA Radio's Wendy King. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. We've got a host of, previous interviews with all the experts that we bring on the show. They're available to you, a plethora. And feel free, download, listen at your own convenience, like our next guest who has been on with us many times. It's always a pleasure to have Sidney Powell with us, attorney, author of the book License to Lie, Exposing Corruption in the Department of Justice. And she's a senior fellow of the London Center for Policy Research and senior policy advisor for America First. Sidney, good to have you with us. How you doing?
Oh, thanks, Bill. Always a pleasure to talk with you all.
Hey, let's talk Matt Whitaker. You and I touched on him as the acting AG and all the hoopla that's being brought out. You got the Democrats, Adam Schiff and others, claiming foul, and they want Whitaker to recuse himself. What is it about the Democrats that they want people in government to not do their job, to surrender their authority?
Well, they only want people who are Republicans to recuse themselves.
Right.
They don't want any corrupted Democrats to recuse themselves.
Mm-hmm.
It's just gotten to be so comical, all I can do is laugh at it. The double standard never ceases to amaze me. I mean, here you have virtually everybody on Mueller's team, including Mueller himself, conflicted out the wazoo. I mean, remember, Mueller sat down with the president just a few days before Mueller was named a special counsel to interview for several hours to be head of the FBI.
Mm-hmm.
And then a day or two later, he's named special counsel. Well, to me, that alone should have conflicted him out of being special counsel to investigate the man he just spent hours interviewing with to be head of his FBI.
Yeah.
No professional would have done that.
Mm-hmm. Well, and this is not the first time he's been conflicted. To mention the fact from the very beginning, and you're a former prosecutor, so you know all this, is that where was the crime that should have been the predicate for a special counsel to begin with?
Exactly. There was not one in existence that we know of, and there was not one named that we know of. Of course, there is stuff that was still redacted from Mr. Rosenstein's referral. But nobody's identified a crime at all, and the whole thing was predicated on absolute lies to begin with.
Mm.
The whole thing was concocted to begin with from whole cloth by the Democrats, the DNC, Hillary Clinton, Fusion GPS. It was all a Democrat operation. So it stinks to high heaven. It is they who should have been investigated, and they who should still be investigated. And that's what they're afraid of. They're afraid that Matt Whitaker might actually investigate the real crimes here, which I would encourage him strongly to do.
Right. Well, and of course, at this point, he's got to let the Mueller probe play itself out, does he not? Because if he does anything whatsoever to preempt this, especially in light of, you know, of course, the CNN commentary. He's on there offering commentary. That's what they brought him on. He wasn't working for the government at the time. He's been on our show many times before. In fact, he was the one when, after Comey had come out and said no reasonable prosecutor would do anything about the Clinton investigation, they would let it go. And I asked Matt right then, I go, Matt, I, from what I know about you, I think you're a reasonable prosecutor. Would you go on with a prosecution? He said, by all means, Bill, unhesitatingly, I would do it. He goes, that's ridiculous.
Right. There are any number of us out there saying that then.
Exactly. So, you know, he's offering, you know, his expertise and opinion. The CNN, they were talking about, you know, about Mueller, what are the possible exit ramps? And he offers, says, hey, well, look at, you know, I could see something happen that, you know, that the president would appoint somebody in between sessions of Congress. And then what they would do is choke down the budgeting, you know, for the investigation. Opinion.
Yes.
Opinion. That's all he offered, right?
Right. Yeah. Opinion in the private sector. And that has nothing to do. If everybody was excluded from government who expressed an opinion in the private sector, there would be no one staffing the government, which actually might be a good thing.
Yeah,
but it would apply equally to Democrats.
No, that it would not. It would not apply equally to Democrats. We already know that. That's a,
right.
That's a given. That's the hysteria, the hypocrisy. I mean, it's like I was saying the other day, you know, somebody said, well, what's the standard? I said, they have a standard. It's a double standard. You know, that's the standard that they have. So, and it's that clear.
What's
as frustrating
the expression,
as it is.
Without a double standard, the Democrats would have no standard at all.
Exactly. Yeah, that definitely is the shoe that fits here. So, Whitaker's got to let this ride out. And then, you know, because Mueller, there's no way, obviously, that he's really dealing with a collusion. As you mentioned earlier, it's the Democrats. I mean, and Nancy Pelosi kind of showed her cards on this, if you remember, about 3 weeks ago, when she talked about the wrap-up smear. She says, hey, this is how we work. And she's right. Talking to the media. She's telling them how she dupes them and how they participate in the dupiness of this whole process, and then which is exactly what they did in the FISA warrant and everything else. They created this event, this non-event, came up with a big lie, leaked it out to the media. The media reports on it, and then they go to the FISA court and says, you see, even the media knows about this. So as if that offers credibility, and somehow the judge, and I still have yet to hear, you know, from any kind of judge on this or anybody that authorizes, signed off on it in the FISA court, the individual, to say, hey, look at, you know, they lied to me, I got duped or whatever, or that you realize, well, this guy's a partisan, so he's not going to be, he's not going to scrutiny, you know, the application like maybe a more objective judge would.
Right. I mean, I've heard through the grapevine that they're really burned about it, but if I were one of those judges, I would have had their keisters in my courtroom and held them in contempt and levied a fine or done something, written a decision that expressed my unmitigated ire, if nothing else.
Doesn't that make them part and parcel of this deep state operation that's going on?
It looks that way to me.
I mean, that's the thing that's all so suspicious. And beyond this, Sydney, is that you would have hoped, I mean, at least, I, you know, of course, this is me, hope upon hope, in a very, you know, world that does everything they can to rob you of any kind of hope, especially when it comes to the Democrats and the deep state, is I had hoped that with the Mueller investigation, they would have looked at it on a broader point of just saying, hey, let's look at the election process. I mean, we just went through the 2018 election. Democrats were, you know, on the surface somewhat concerned. But I think they were only concerned in as much as could they still get away with cheating and, you know, finding ballots and, you know, recovering dead people who died as a Republican and bring them back as Democrats. Were they still going to be allowed to do that?
Yeah, I think there was a whole lot going on in this last election that is yet to be uncovered.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, the thing is that whether it's 2016 or 2018, you know, forget about the Russians. Forget about all these outside influences. We've got intrinsic problems here, do we not?
We do. We need to clean up our own yard.
Well, and it just seems like, you know, the Democrats, and I don't know where the Republicans are on this, you know, whether it's Paul Ryan. I mean, it seems like, you know, President Trump is the lone lion in the desert growling and howling out here. And, of course, the mainstream media, they're only using Trump to get ratings or whatever they can hold together in some sort of rating because they're losing viewers and listeners all the time. because the people are getting it. They're going, wait a minute, this is all fake news.
It is fake news. I'm just so thankful that we have this president every day who's willing to get up and fight against it, and I hope he can find more people to surround himself with that he can trust. I can't imagine how lonely he must feel.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEMACAM84M of NutraMedical.com and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Thank you for loving and setting me free.
Back with you, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, just the way you like us, fresh and independent. Our conversation with Sidney Powell continues. We were just talking about her book now being released in paperback. Sidney, we're also going to feature and link it on our website at BillMartinezLive.com, Licensed to Lie. Sidney, what is it that you want the readers ultimately to take away from your book, bottom line?
I want them to know that if the government wants to put you in prison, you will go to prison. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter whether you're innocent or not. They will make up crimes against you. They will indict you. They will search your house. They're willing to make up evidence. They're willing to make up, put pressure on witnesses to say whatever they want them to say. Anything. They will do anything to get you put into prison. We live in far more of a police state than anybody ever wants to think we did. Look at what's happened to Congressman Steve Stockman. I've got his defense fund linked at creepsonamission.com. Mm-hmm. The same thing has happened to Paul Manafort, to a friend of mine here in Dallas, to lots of other people around the country, and it's happening more and more and more. We have got to get an attorney general who understands the need for criminal justice reform. I hope people will encourage their congressman to pass the First Step Act. It is not going to let a lot of criminals loose on the streets who don't need to be there. We have been far too harsh in our punishment. And like I said, there are a lot of people that have been sent to prison as a result of wrongful convictions that don't even need to be there.
Well, a political, political enemies list that even Hillary Clinton referred to and cautioned, you know, when they were talking about the campaign and the people were responding, lock her up for, you know, I believe the clear violations. I mean, unless I'm missing something here, Sydney.
Oh, no. The evidence in the public domain was of clear Espionage Act violations. I published an article several years ago of the countless crimes of Hillary Clinton that went viral. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were obvious.
But obvious, but yet ignored.
Right.
But
she was
yet,
given a
but,
pass.
But
she
yet,
and
like,
all her minions were given a pass.
Yeah, and then what did they get? I mean, you got five people that are given exoneration. I mean, they're exempt going into an interview. And what was exchanged? You know, what did the government, what did the people get, you know, from those, you know, those exonerations?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Yeah, Hillary Clinton, Cheryl Mills, Heather Samuelson, the IT guy,
yes.
And look at Imran Awan, the Pakistani who ripped off no telling what secrets from Congress and may have been the one that leaked all the Democratic emails that
right.
wound up exposed by WikiLeaks. He could have been the source of all that because he had everybody's passwords.
Exactly.
And now they want to punish somebody else for that?
Mm-hmm. No, that's
an outrage,
and that's amazing.
Hundreds
yeah.
of thousands of dollars worth of equipment from Congress,
mm-hmm.
and he got probation, and is married to two women and living in this country. I think
is he back in this country? I thought that part of it was that he went back to Pakistan. No,
I hope you're right, but I'm not sure.
I'm not sure either. But heck, he's probably waiting for another turn. If it took him this long, I mean, even after he was found out, it took Debbie Wasserman Schultz what another 4 months or so at least to finally fire him. And he was he had access to over 40, all Democrats, not one Republican, 40 Democrats. He had their passwords. He had access to all their emails and everything. And he was downloading. I mean, the proof is he was downloading all this information en masse. And they know that it had to be done in a drop site. It wasn't, you know, between a drop site and a flash disk or a flash drive. He was downloading like crazy. And
he worked in Pakistan 9 months out of the year.
Exactly. And then they were paying him, $160,000, and then he gets his wife, or at least one of his wife. She's on the payroll. The brother's on. I mean, this is a mess. But
and other members of his family, and all those Congress people were protected about it, too.
Yes. No, this
that,
is
that was a huge conspiracy, and no telling what secrets were exposed as a result of it.
No, but we're going to blame the Russians. See, if we blame the Russians, then you know, then they're really not looking at the real job. See, and this is, to me, this is the problem we have with the mainstream media. Instead of putting their effort, the hard work that needs to be done, investigative reporting. Fortunately, we have some investigative reporters operate independently because you can't bring this information into the editorial rooms of the mainstream media. They're going to laugh at you. They're going to marginalize you. You're kicked out. You're not going to the reindeer games anymore. You know what I'm saying? And so
right.
So they're forced to think one way and be in lockstep with what the leaders of these organizations are doing. And they hate Trump. It's clear they hate Trump. But, you know, I say, look at for a moment. Set that aside. Set your hatred aside for Trump. Can you have a moment of reason and consider what this man has been doing for this country?
It's extraordinary. And nobody else could have done it. Nobody else has ever done it. Nobody else would have done it. Nobody else had the guts to do it.
Yeah, I mean, even a simple thing like, I mean, you got three presidents before saying, hey, simple, yeah, real simple, let's move the embassy, the U.S. embassy from Tel Aviv, let's move it to where everybody knows where it should be anyway, Jerusalem. And every one right. of them, you know, they get to it, no. What is Donald Trump? He just does it, okay?
Just
now,
yeah.
you know, immigration, you know, for years, and Republicans and Democrats, they're both part and parcel. I mean, anything's been bipartisan. It's been the mess of immigration. It's both sides. Same thing. They kicked it down the road, but who is it but President Trump who sends the military down and says, enough of this stuff. You're not going to come in and invade this country. I mean, it is so obvious that the people in Tijuana are saying, look, at Trump is right. This is an invasion. We have criminals
exactly.
here, right?
Yeah, and aside from that, we simply, no matter how good-hearted we are, and we are, Americans want to take care of everybody. We would give every child in the world a bed
right.
and breakfast, lunch, and dinner if we possibly could. But we can't do that. And we would become a third-world country and wouldn't be able to help anybody if we let them all in.
Well, the fact of the matter is maybe...
We can't do it.
The fact
and
is,
we're not taking care of our own. We have 45,000 homeless veterans in this country.
Exactly.
We owe them everything.
Well, you know, part of our hearts is, because we do this, is that we want to help people. But sometimes in helping people, you hurt them when you give them more of a handout than a hand up. And this is what we need to realize what the difference is. And the thing is if you empower people, which is Donald Trump has been doing in the last 2 years, America is happier than it's been in the previous 8 years, clearly, because America is back to work again. They're being productive. At the very, very heart of our happiness is that you go to work every day, you earn a living, you bring it home, you're happy to provide for your family. You know, the attitude of people in Main Street America has risen dramatically just on that one issue alone, Sydney.
Exactly.
And so yeah. even with people coming in, immigrants coming in, you know, like the ones who raised their hand to pledge their allegiance to this country, that they forego any other loyalties to any other country. This is all part of the process. This is assimilation. This is becoming a citizen of the America that we know and love. Well, this is all part of the process. And people
right.
that want to come here.
It's a lawful process, and
exactly.
that's an important part of it.
And
breaking the law is not part of the process.
And what is it that the president says, look, if you want to come into the country, we have 48 points of entry that you can legally come in. Now, if you decide to violate that and not come through the legal port of entries, we're going to see you as illegal. You have broken our law. It is an offense. You're subject to arrest and immediate deportation. The president, you know, at Main Street America, why haven't we done that? Why? And so then he goes and he signs an order to do that, and a Ninth Circuit judge says, no, wrong. No, you can't do that. Even if they come illegally, they have rights.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
But it's up to Congress.
The judge who entered that order is a district court judge in San Francisco who has
right.
no jurisdiction beyond San Francisco. He's a very liberal-leaning judge, as you might imagine. I would
right.
frankly expect even the Ninth Circuit to reverse that one because the Supreme Court is very clear mm-hmm. on the scope of 1182F, the statute under which President Trump issued that order. And the language of it is very clear. He had the absolute authority to do exactly what he did.
Well, Sydney, we've got to leave it there as always. An honor to have you with us. License to Lie, now available in paperback.
And it makes a great Christmas present.
Yeah, exactly. It fits perfect in every stocking on the chimney, by the way, I want you to know. And how can they get their hands on it?
LicensedToLie.com or everywhere books are sold.
This report is brought to you by Sprint. Prince Royce and Sprint introduce a new international promotion and sweepstakes. With Sprint, enjoy free calls and texts from the U.S. to Colombia, Peru, Venezuela, and more destinations in Latin America and the Caribbean for 6 months after pay just $15 per month, plus your monthly service plan. Also, enter the Yebame Sprint sweepstakes for a chance to win devices, gift cards, and a trip abroad to visit family for one lucky winner. Enter on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Just use hashtag Yebame Sprint Sweeps plus your country code.
What's up? It's Prince Royce. I know how important it is to stay connected with family, especially during the holidays. Now with Sprint, I can call my traveling to the Dominican Republic for free. Be sure to head to GetOnAsprint.com to learn about the sweepstakes for a chance to win an awesome trip to visit your relatives abroad, plus other cool prizes.
6 weekly and 1 grand prize winner will be chosen. No purchase necessary to enter or win. Legal residents of the 50 United States, including the District of Columbia, 18 and older, void or prohibited. Sweepstakes begins at midnight Eastern Time on November 12th and ends at 11:59 p.m. Eastern Time on December 31st, 2018. For official rules and complete details, visit GetOnAsprint.com. International long distance requires domestic service plan with primary usage within the United States. Restrictions apply.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
On this Thanksgiving, the death toll in the Camp Fire has risen to 83, with two more bodies found yesterday. A CAL FIRE spokesman says when it comes to structures destroyed,
total structures destroyed, 18,431.
The annual Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade stepping off in New York City on what's one of the coldest days in its history. This parade goer says to Fox News,
I have three pairs of pants on, thermal shirt, sweater, and two jackets.
This Thanksgiving 2018 also marks 55 years since one of America's greatest tragedies.
President Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time.
News legend Walter Cronkite announcing the assassination of JFK in Dallas. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Back with America just like that. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. You want to drop us an email and get involved in the conversation. We're going to talk about self-defense basics, okay, from being aware of your surroundings to improving your reflexes and reaction time. You ready for that? Okay. Let's imagine this scenario. You're walking to your car alone at night. You sense someone is watching you. What should you do next? There are many steps you can take to avoid being a target of violent crime. Are you aware of that? First of all, awareness of your surroundings, trusting your gut instincts, and walking with confidence can all lessen the likelihood of a random attack. But if you should come face to face with danger, what would you do? Well, knowing the answer to questions like this could save your life, and here to tell us more about it is David Wright, U.S. Army vet, former police officer. He is a master instructor in police defensive tactics, by the way, owner and founder of Wright's Gym and Krabs MAGA in Pittsburgh. David, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm doing well. How about yourself, Bill?
Hey, I am doing terrific. Thank you so much for joining us. It seems that, David, if am I seeing this correctly, about this time of year, you know, we need to be even that much more situationally aware of our surroundings. There's just something about the holidays, is there not, that makes us a little bit more vulnerable?
Absolutely. Well, one, we're out shopping, so we're going to be having a lot of products in our hands, so we're less, you know, we're many times less aware because I got, you know, big packages in my hands, I've got purses, I'm putting things in a car, I'm not paying attention. So, you know, would-be assailants know that we're out and about more, we're spending, we're out there buying things, we're just not paying attention, and there's just a lot more activity, especially in the holiday season.
Now, what type of behavior kind of puts the crosshairs on our back for, you know, these would-be attackers?
So they're looking for people that are really unaware. I've got my, you know, eyes into a phone. I'm texting. If I'm out running, I'm not paying attention because I'm listening to my, you know, my iPhone. I got earphones in. Or, again, I'm carrying a lot of, you know, packages. And we're not paying attention. And a would could be a salmon. It's a lot like, you know, an animal, a coyote looking after prey. They look after weak targets, and a weak target generally is somebody that's just not paying attention, somebody that's not walking with their head on a swivel. I use the term, you know, as a police officer patrol. We're not in a paranoid state, but we're in an aware state. I encourage people to realize that there are other bad people out there. There is evil out there. And you want to have your head on a swivel, much like a police officer. I'm not saying be paranoid, but I am saying pay attention to what's around you, because the earlier that you can identify a would-be assailant, the better or more safe you're going to be.
Dave, especially if you're alone, right?
Absolutely. If you're alone, you're more susceptible. There's power in numbers. Again, going back to predator-prey, if you, you know, if you're looking at animals that are prey, they stay in herds, and they protect one another. And so I encourage people to shop together. I encourage, if you're going out, you know, check on one another. You know, I tell my own daughter, you know, she's 19 and she's in college, go out with friends, look after one another, pay attention to one another. So you got to help each other out.
Yeah, that's when a tribe can come in handy, that's for sure, David. What else can we do to liken the likelihood of becoming a victim of random crime?
Well, I would say, one, identify that, you know, there's violence out there, there's evil people out there, and prepare. And there's many ways in which you can prepare. You know, you do risk reduction techniques around your house, out and about. There are things that you can do in training. You can make yourself a physical weapon. You can go ahead and purchase weapons. There's all kinds of weapons out there. There's pepper spray. Law enforcement uses tasers. Taser actually has a civilian side. They have a new product out there called the Taser Pulse Plus, and it's pretty cool because it operates just like the law enforcement side of things, where I can use this as a self-defense weapon from a distance, and that's great, but I can also use it in what we call in law enforcement drive stun mode. The goal is to incapacitate the person, and in law enforcement, it's 5 seconds. This one's 30 seconds, and it's kind of cool. It's going to call the police for you, and you know, that's pretty, you know, when you're in fight or flight mode, you need to call the police, but believe it or not, because of what's going on with your nervous system, it's hard to do. And so that's one less thing, you know, that you have to do. So that's pretty cool. And just seeing how great that weapon works, the taser works on law enforcement, it's a no-brainer for me personally to get that in the hands of people for self-defense.
Well, David, two things here. You know, first of all, be aware situationally and understand that evil is out there. Somehow we think, it was never going to happen to us. And we get kind of lulled into that, and that's what makes us vulnerable. But the other thing is that there are things that we can use, like this like this taser that, well, Tia, that sounds like, you know, in light of some of these areas where you can't conceal carry, I happen to live in a state as concealed carry, and that has a way of kind of keeping the bad guys at bay anyway. I just don't like it when I see these, safe zones or these, you know, like a movie theater where the manager I had to confront one time, when they put a sign up there just saying guns not allowed here. I go,
sure.
You're a knucklehead, man. You just put this whole place at risk.
I agree 100%. You know, you look at that, those types of signs often keep the good people from bringing them in. It's not going to deter bad people. And you mentioned movie theaters. Those are soft spots. Unfortunately, I'm in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and you can see we just had a tragedy with a mass shooting. You know, evil people look for easy spots, things like shopping malls, movie theaters. The person that's holding all those bags, not paying attention, whether it be somebody that's trying to, you know, rape somebody or somebody that is trying to kill mass people, they look for easy targets. So my suggestion to people is don't become an easy target, because if it's much like a burglar. If I'm trying to break into a house, I'm going to go to a door, to a house that's easy to break into. If I go to your house and I see that, hey, this is, it's an oak door, the frame is solid, there's, you know, I see the, things that indicate that there's an alarm system. If I see that as a hard target to get into, I'm going next door looking for an easy target. When somebody is looking to rape somebody, when somebody is looking to mug somebody, they look for easier targets. So my overall suggestion would be, hey, become a hard target, and that way there's a good chance they're just going to avoid you altogether.
David, what are the key elements of self-defense that everyone should know?
One, be aware. Be aware. Pay attention. And also have a plan. You know, do risk reduction strategies around your house when you're out and about. Train. You know, and again, I'm not saying you have to be a mixed martial arts fighter getting ready for a UFC fight, but I am saying there's great things that you can do. You can get in and you can train. You know, for example, you buy a Taser Pulse, you need to train on it. You need to get out there and be comfortable with how to access it, because what good is it if you don't know how to access it? So train. And also, there's a plus to this, too. You're going to empower yourself. You're going to be more capable to defend yourself because you are ready. You're going to be more confident in your ability. You are going to perform better, and it's going to show. Body language plays a big role. If you come knocking on my door, and you know I'm going to, and I, you know, my body language says stay away from me. You know, odds are you're going to stay away from me. You're going to go find, much like that predator, that much like that wolf, they're going to go find the easy prey. So be aware, train, and bottom line is we want to remove opportunity between you and a would-be assailant.
Right. David, any other tools that we should be aware of?
You know, I would say just understand your body is also a tool.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have vulnerable body targets on me. If you know, my groin, my solar plexus, my lower abdomen, my throat, my eyes, and you have tools too. Mm-hmm. Sure, we mentioned some of the weapons, the taser and things like that, but also, you know, a good old-fashioned hammer fist, a good old-fashioned kick to the groin. Those things work. They are absolutely work. And if you're training in them, also remember this. It's going to give you a more capable body.
Exactly. No, these are great ideas. David, where else can we go and get more information?
Well, you know, my website, righteousgym.com, righteousgym.com. We have resources there. But also the Department of Justice gives a lot of stats. I would say contact your local police for everybody out there. They can give you some help and some resources locally. If you have a kid in college, you know, you want to talk to the campus police, find out some stats. I know that most colleges have self-defense programs, particularly for women. I would encourage, you know, if anybody out there has a daughter and they're in college, to get involved with the local campus self-defense program. That's a great way to get started. Be aware and take proactive steps to make yourself more safe.
Well, U.S. Army vet and former police officer and owner, founder of Wright's Gym, David Wright has been with us. David, thank you very much. Great information. Appreciate it.
My honor. Thank you.
Make Kohl's Black Friday your first stop with incredible Black Friday doorbusters. Stores open Thursday at 5 p.m. or shop online all day Thursday. Plus, get $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Get the Xbox One S, $199.99. Amazon Echo Dot, $24. Google Home Hub, $99. And the Fitbit Charge 3, $119.99. Kohl's Black Friday. Don't miss it. Select styles valid while supplies last or until 1 p.m. Friday. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire short list of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Oh, you know what this means? Yes, there are the lights, camera, action. Yes, live from Hollywood, California, I'm talking about. Steve Evans coming up next.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
I'll tell you, even on Thanksgiving, Steve Evans, the movie guy, nothing stops him. I mean, you can go uphill both ways, snow, sleet. He is here. He's so faithful to make sure that we're aware of what's happening at the box office and coming attractions. And, of course, a big holiday weekend means a lot of people are going to find themselves eating popcorn over the weekend. Huh, Steve-O?
Yeah, that among other things. I realize there's a lot to do. You know, we have Thanksgiving, we have shopping, we have football to do. But I hope people will make time to see a couple of movies over the weekend.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, my thought just came to mind real quick here. You know, just in keeping with the season. I mean, we could have like turkey popcorn, or maybe some turkey yam popcorn, or you know, whatever.
Do people stuff their turkeys with pie? I don't know how that works.
It could be wild. I mean, there's all kinds of myths and urban legends out there. God only knows, you know. Yeah. And, of course, in this day and age, you know, there's no barriers anymore. I mean, there's no holds barred. There's no nine-dot paradigm. Those things have all been obliterated. We just
serve popcorn at the Thanksgiving dinner table, that's completely up to you.
I mean, yeah, really. Hey, it's a free country, right?
It is, absolutely.
I mean, I think that's why all the migrants are coming up here, because they want popcorn for Thanksgiving.
Well, maybe so. Well, I tell you, we do have some movies to see, that's for sure.
Okay.
Fantastic Beasts, The Crimes of Grindelwald. That was number one last weekend, making about 62.2. That was
amazing.
What they thought. Yeah, that's J.K. Rowling, of course, in her wizarding world. We have Dr. Seuss the Grinch, number two, making another 38.6. We have Bohemian Rhapsody was number three, Instant Family number four, and Widows rounding out the top five. Well, for the 12th time in Thanksgiving box office recorded history, they've been recording this since 1982, mm-hmm. Disney is going to own the holiday with their new movie called Ralph Breaks the Internet. It looks to make about $70 million over the weekend, and it will be number one, and I think rightfully so. Mm-hmm. It is a terrific film. 87% are recommending this thing. It's Disney. It's beautifully animated. Very well done, and a very clever look at the Internet. So here's what's going on here. 6 years after the events of Wreck-It Ralph, as you remember, 6 years mm-hmm. ago, we have Ralph and Vanellope. They're now friends. They discover a Wi-Fi router in their arcade, which leads them to a brand-new adventure. We have Ralph, that's voiced by John C. Reilly, his best friend Vanellope, Vaughn Sweets, voiced by Sarah Silverman. They leave. leave the comforts of the arcade in an attempt to save her game, which is called Sugar Rush. And their quest takes them to this vast, uncharted world of the Internet, where they rely on the citizens of the Internet, the netizens, to help navigate their way. And this is very cleverly done. Beautiful. Mm-hmm. You know, really, it's a kind of an interesting look, a very creative look at what, you know, it looks like inside the mm-hmm. Internet.
Even by the creativity, I mean, netizens, right? This is awesome. I love it. Yeah.
Well, one of the netizens is, who is voiced by Taraji P. Henson. Another one is Shank, voiced by Gal Gadot. Shank is a tough-as-nails driver from a gritty online auto racing game called Slaughter Race, mm-hmm. a place that Vanellope wholeheartedly embraces so much that Ralph worries he may lose the only friend he's ever had. That's what's going on here. 87% recommending. As I said, it's rated PG, so it's one the entire family can watch. Stan Lee, by the way, makes a cameo in this.
Oh, wow. Very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand they wanted Rory McIlroy to be the voice of Shank, but he was afraid that would be a bad omen on his golf game.
Perhaps.
Yeah, Shank in golf, that's not a good thing.
So. That's not a good thing at all.
No. But it could have been cool, though, you know, could you imagine?
Yeah.
Just for fun.
Play the game like I do. Yeah. Everybody is talking about this princesses scene in the movie, which mm-hmm. is a gathering of all the Disney princesses, and they all, I mean, it really is something to see this thing. It's, that alone is worth the price of it, admission. So mm-hmm. check it out this weekend, Ralph Breaks the Internet.
Princes on Parade here we got.
Think about all the Disney princesses. Yes. You know, all the, you go all the way back to Snow White and Cinderella, and they all get together, and it's really kind of something.
It's Princess Madness. Oh my goodness!
It is indeed. On the other side of the cinematic coin, as we say, we have Creed 2,
mm-hmm.
which I think we can talk about the movie in a moment. But I think it's interesting to look back at the entire Rocky film series,
yes.
which has had this amazing run. As you remember, it all started back in '76 with Rocky. And it was written by Sylvester Stallone. He wrote the script in 3 days after watching the Muhammad Ali-Chuck Wepner fight. Mm-hmm. And he started shopping this all over town. United Artists says, okay, we'll do the movie, but we want maybe Robert Redford or Ryan O'Neal, maybe Burt Reynolds, James Caan, one of those people to play the lead. And Sylvester Stallone said, no, I'm playing the lead or this is not going to get done. So they said, okay, we'll take a chance on this newcomer, the guy who wrote the movie. They right. made the movie for about $1 million. It went on to make $225 million worldwide, and that is back in 1976 dollars.
And then Sylvester Stallone becomes a household name. How many theaters said, no, I'm not theaters, but, you know, producers said, no, we don't want it.
That would be an interesting stat. I'm sure he can tell you. Probably yes. burned in his memory.
Right.
But, you know, it was not, United Artists, they weren't the first people to see this. So,
no.
you know, so that's how it went together. And so that went into Rocky 2, 3, 4, 5, Rocky Balboa, Creed in 2015. And this, of course, is the 8th film in this series. And 80% of the critics are recommending this, and they think it's going to make $45 to $50 million this week.
Well.
I mean, this is a film series that has had this amazing run over 40 years. And it's still going strong. Amazing. Here's what's going on with this one. Under the tutelage, you see, it's all basically the same formula.
This is like Murder, She Wrote. I mean, you get a formula, you stay with it, and you just keep working it, right?
Now we have the sons of the fathers who were fighting, and that's what this is all about. Under the tutelage of Rocky Balboa, you got a light heavyweight contender, Adonis Creed, played by Michael B. Jordan, faces off against Victor Drago, the son of Ivan Drago, the guy who killed his father. Now, life has become a balancing act for Adonis between personal obligations and training for his next big fight. He's up against the challenge of his life. Facing an opponent with ties to his family's past only intensifies the impending battle in the ring. Rocky Balboa, of course, played by Sylvester Stallone, still there by his side through it all. And together, Rocky and Adonis will confront their shared legacy, question what's worth fighting for, and discover that nothing is more important than family. There you go.
There you
80%
go. And then we got of course you got the Russians in there too. We got to have the Russians.
Oh yeah, why not? Yep.
Yeah. Exactly.
So
there
you go, another Rocky movie.
Okay.
Speaking of sequels, we have another Robin Hood movie. I'm not sure the world needs another Robin Hood movie, but we have one anyway. Mm-hmm. Good cast. Taron Egerton and Jamie Foxx in this one. A war-hardened, this is what this is about, according to the people who made the movie, a war-hardened crusader and his Moorish commander mount an audacious revolt against the corrupt English crown. In a thrilling action adventure packed with gritty battlefield exploits, mind-blowing fight choreography, and a timeless romance. That's according to the people who made the movie. The critics think otherwise. Only 13% are recommending this, unfortunately.
Ooh, wow.
Well, I've seen the trailer. I think it's a much better movie than the critics would lead you to believe. It looks like it's well done. Of course, you have a great cast here, too. But I'm not sure. I think maybe people are just kind of tired of Robin Hood movies.
Yeah. Maybe.
It's out there. Check it out. Check out the trailer. It may be for you. We have a movie here which I don't think we have seen anything quite like this before. 95% of the critics are recommending The Favorite. Now, here's what's going on. It's early 18th century England. England's at war with the French. Nevertheless, you have things like duck racing and pineapple eating are thriving in the capital. You have a frail Queen Anne, played by Olivia Colman. She occupies the throne, and her close friend Lady Sarah Churchill, played by Rachel Weisz, governs the country, basically, in her stead while tending to Anne's ill health. When a new servant, Abigail Masham, played by Emma Stone, arrives, her charm endears her to Sarah. Sarah takes Abigail under her wing, and Abigail sees a chance at a return to her aristocratic roots. And she will not let woman, man, politics, or rabbit stand in her way of getting what she wants. Looks good. 95% recommending The Favorite out there this weekend. I might want to check that out. Mm-hmm. Now, speaking of documentaries, which we will now.
Okay.
This is an incredible idea. You may not realize it, Bill, but there are 8,000 miles of roads and paths in New York City.
8,000?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, and they're all very cold right now, by the way.
Very cold right now. For the past 6 years, you got this guy by the name of Matt Green has been walking every mile, every street, every park, cemetery, beach, bridge. This is a five-borough journey that stretches from the barbershops to the Bronx to the forests of Staten Island to the Statue of Liberty to Times Square. And he's been amassing this surprisingly detailed knowledge of New York's history and the people along the way. Now, he's been doing this for walking the streets for 6 years and been making this documentary. He gave up his job. He was an engineer, had a good job, but he gave up this job, his apartment, most of his possessions, sustaining this endeavor through couch surfing, cat sitting, and living on $15 a day. He's not sure exactly why he's doing it, only knowing that there's no other way he'd rather spend his time. And he's walking these six, and 100% of the critics are recommending this, and for whatever reason, I would love to see it. I mean,
that sounds entertaining. I love that. We're not going to New York this year, I may have told you. So maybe that's what I do, is I check this out. So what's the name of this movie or documentary?
World Before Your Feet.
World Before Your
Feet. It's about this man spending 6 years walking through the streets of New York, which I think is pretty incredible.
8,000 miles of roads and paths. I mean, that'll turn your walking monitor over more than once.
I would imagine you'd need several Garmins to get through that particular feat. Like I say, 100% recommending. So we have a lot to see out there. I mean, it's a great weekend. Get out and see a movie.
Well, you know, and this is what we love about Thanksgiving. You know, time to, lots of things to be thankful for. And enjoy the holiday with family and that. And, top it off with a little a little box office action. Why not? There's lots to choose from. Maybe some things to catch up on. Maybe you haven't seen Bohemian Rhapsody yet or, whatever. So, hey, there's some great stuff out here, including, we got to do Ralph Breaks the Internet. I mean, this is going to be awesome. Got to help him out. Hey, here he is, ladies and gentlemen. As always, every week, come sunshine or weather or whatever, Steve the Movie Guy on Bill Martinez Live.
Attention parents and grandparents, have you ever wanted to give a gift that would have lasting value and provide spiritual benefits long after Christmas is over? A gift you could even call an investment in the next generation? If so, this is going to be the single most important message you'll hear this holiday season. Hi, I'm Bill Hyde, and I want to tell you about an exciting gift, one you can give your kids or grandkids that's going to teach Christian history, build up their faith, provide extraordinary role models, and it's all done with a distinctive Christian worldview. I'm talking about the award-winning Movies for the Mind CD sets based on the Extraordinary Adventures of G.A. Hendy audio series. The best part? You can finally give a Christian gift to the kids that's not boring, dull, or cheesy. The audio adventures also build vocabulary, focus, and attention span. But they're not sold in stores, and you can't get the adventures at any big internet retailers either. So to learn more, even get below wholesale pricing and a whole bunch of Christmas bonuses, go to GiveTheAdventure.com. That's GiveTheAdventure.com. The perfect gift for kids of all ages from 6 to 100. Go to GiveTheAdventure.com.
In these uncertain times,